This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We've got Mark Chu on the phone. Let's start with the first one, artists. That's why Mark, that's the reason we need to be. Hi, Mark. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thank you. What an introduction. Appreciate it.
Well, that we picked on you. and I won't stop there.
I took it as flattery, and I love being flattered.
Oh, good on you. Good on you. Now, we always like to start off with talking about your background, and gosh, what a background it is. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you've achieved.
I was born in Australia, even though my parents are Chinese, and my dad is a pretty renowned composer in China, so it kind of made sense for me to start playing music, and I started playing the piano. It's almost a bit of a cliche, but I was... playing the piano quite a lot when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up kind of doing quite well at that and playing with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra as a recording soloist a couple of times. But later in my high school years, I kind of found it to be just wasn't my thing. I didn't really gel that much with the people, maybe because a lot of them were really old.
Oh,
No, I'm talking like 80, 90. The crowds are... and I was kind of 18, so, don't have much in common. And then I think visual arts and writing, I found a bit less constrained. And I love electronic music, and I think, just art forms that are a bit more social was something that I kind of got more into, and now I'm an artist. Yeah.
Right. Being an artist is a tough road, though. Financially, playing with an orchestra, you're guaranteed. Being an artist is a little bit different, though, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you never know when your payday is going to be, and you have to be kind of putting on the small business owner's hat from time to time. But I kind of enjoy that because it's kind of a gamble, and it's a bit of a thrill to roll the dice and see, do people respond to your paintings, both emotionally, psychologically, and sometimes, to collect it with money. It's a fun thing to be part of.
Yeah. Now, as part of the Chinese New Year, you have painted a huge mural of an ox. Where is it, and how long did it take? And it's been on everything. You've been on a lot of the news services.
Yeah, lucky. It is in Jane Bell Lane, and it was through No Vacancy Gallery for QV Melbourne. It's off Russell Street. Jane Bell Lane, it's one of the little alleys that goes into that QV complex. It's pretty big. It's about 50 metres squared, which I think is three or four stories high. And it took a couple of weeks, really, to figure out because I had to get a scissor lift licence. And that was probably one of the most difficult things.
License, right.
Yes, there's a lot of safety procedures when it comes to getting up that high.
There's another thing that you've achieved. You've now got a scissor lift license.
Working at heights, isn't
a
that?
A cert 4 in scissor lifting.
Well, it comes with a pretty nice certificate. So if anyone wants a certificate, go out to Wham Training in Laverton.
Have you done much work like that, like virtually being a street artist?
Well, I'm mostly in exhibitions, and so it's a smaller scale, but I had done some work in Atlantic City in America, two pretty big murals of a kind of similar nature. That was a more kind of community arts-driven project, and I really do like working at a big scale, especially because people stop by and they kind of chat to you, and you can kind of... Yeah, you can just meet people, and I probably like meeting people more than I like painting.
Yeah.
So it's a good way to just be in the middle of the public, and people will talk to you and tell them about you.
Yeah, absolutely right. Because the amount of street artists when they're doing it, I will always stop and have a chat to them. Some you could tell they're too focused and they don't want to talk to you. But then, but on the whole, they really appreciate the fact that you've taken the time to actually have a chat and talk about it. I agree with you there.
Yeah, it's funny when you said the financial thing about being an artist. One thing that's different about street art is there's never any that gamble of selling normal art. it just doesn't exist. And so the people who you're talking to, you have no agenda when you're talking to someone, and you can both be really authentic. The street art will never change in value. It's not something that can be resold. So it's kind of art without the emperor's new clothes aspect. You know?
Yeah. But there is a few now organisations around, and we chatted to somebody, it was late last year, who is now representing a lot of the street artists. Okay. And doing greeting cards with their permission, and you know, he gets the art from there and then selling it through bookshops and card shops now. So, you know, there is a bit of a movement happening on that front.
It's interesting to see where the kind of style and the feel of the street art, how it can move across into other domains. And sometimes, you know, people ask the question of if it's still authentic to that street art movement. And it's a pretty interesting conversation. I think you get a lot of different points of view.
Yeah. Do you know the artist Roan?
Yes, he's doing Geelong at the moment. Yeah.
Well, we spoke to him at the top of the show today. And he has you can buy prints of his art so he's, you know, because he's fairly world famous now, isn't he?
Yes, very.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, because it's like when you go past a big Roan piece, you can't really catch it all in one eyeful, and you're usually kind of in the car or something when they're, especially when they're on surfaces that aren't flat. And then you think when you buy the poster, that image is a little flat image that can sit in your home somewhere. And it's kind of a different experience. So in a way, even though it's the same image, you're really getting two aspects of Roan through that same artwork. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, tell us about the exhibition. You know, like, so we can all go and have a look at your ox on the wall, and was it modelled on yourself or not? No.
Well, I do have a bit of a belly, and Chinese New Year is a good time to get well fit as well. So
yeah, that's true.
That all ties into me.
But tell us about your exhibition. Yep, go on.
Yeah, the show is called "The Ecstasy of People Watching." And it's basically a show that tries to celebrate, especially given lockdown and stuff, how great it is to be among the community and just kind of see everyone out and about, and all to be a part of a community where you even can just see people walking down the street. And sometimes you see these poses that otherwise might seem kind of banal and ordinary, but I think when you capture it in painting in a specific way, there's a lot of beauty in these very ordinary moments.
Yeah, how do you work it? Do you take photos and then go to a studio and paint, or do you paint on the street? Or
I sometimes I'll get in a cab on my way to a party, and I will just film out the cab window at a distance, so you can't really tell who the faces are, but you do get the kind of full animation of someone walking or cycling. And then later I'll go home and just take a few little snaps off that video and just try to get the best poses.
Right. Because you can just walk out your front door and there's people, there's ideas, there's inspiration.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's a good way of making convenient art because, yeah, people are everywhere.
People are everywhere.
They're starting to be, at least.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Can we talk just real quick about the your sculptural work, this bronze cast of an oxtail, which is called Giving Charm, is that correct?
Yeah, it's called the Giving Charm. It is a little oxtail bone that I had turned into bronze and then leafed in gold. And the point of it is it's to kind of go against the heavily commodity-based way that art's going, and to say, well, the person who gets this, they actually get a value out of it that isn't financial, and I don't get anything financial out of it. What they get is the obligation to live life as generously as they can. And that might sound kind of heavy, and it's kind of intended to be, because if they feel they can't really do it anymore, then they pass it on to someone else, and they kind of keep on giving this charm around that has this kind of embedded, responsibility that comes with it. And I think, I hope it's an interesting way of having people act generously. And when you put something up for $0, it also tends to get snapped up pretty quickly. So I had five of them made, and they've all sold out within the first few minutes of me listening.
And do you then keep track of where it goes, or is it once it's gone, it's out of your realm?
Yeah, at the start I was thinking I should, but then it felt a bit like I was putting too much on the person to kind of perform that generosity. And I don't think that's really, it's not necessary. If I ever hear about these things again, that would be really great. And if I don't hear about them again, I don't mind.
Mm. It's such a you said, you know, it could be viewed as a heavy responsibility, but it's also a really simple idea and a and a beautiful one. It really caught my imagination.
I think you've done yourself in here, because you should have be tracking them, because it would be lovely for us as, you know, like, as an audience in a year's time to see what's happened, and are people being true to what you want it to be, or have they? I think we lost him. I think we've lost Mark. Okay. All right. Well, Mark's exhibition is where?
It's on at the No Vacancy Gallery from the 25th of February. And that it's called The Ecstasy of People Watching.
Yep. And it's at Queen Vic Building. There's a gallery space there.
Yeah, I think that's where it is. Jane Bell Lane, I think, just off Russell Street. Yep.
Interesting character, and the art. And if you haven't seen his street art of the Ox, it's pretty specky. Mm. That's really good. So check him out.
You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.